Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm here with the folks from the Downtown River Jam, Delia Simpson, Melissa Touchette, and Jordan Shepherd. Welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And let's talk a little bit about this. It's the big Mardi Gras weekend. By the way, rain or shine, big Mardi Gras weekend in the Twin Cities. And that parade winds all over the place. Nothing goes with a good parade like a food and beverage and some good music.
Right on. And we are having one heck of a block party.
Well, let's talk about that. Delia, what's going on? The Downtown River Jam block party.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be set up on the corner of 3rd and Pine, right by Neat and Flying Tiger Brewery, Live Oaks, everything's right there. We'll be out there. Choice Brands will have a beer tasting. So we'll have some great beer samples for people to try, Yingling, Abita, Flying Tiger. And then, of course, if you like your samples, there'll be lots of places where you can purchase a beer right there as well.
Now, this is a free event. It's open to the public. Melissa, this Downtown River Jam, why does this thing exist? What are you guys trying to do?
Well, we started this out in 2010 to bring just family-friendly entertainment to the downtown Monroe area, because all of our events are family-friendly. And just we started it in conjunction with the Art Crawl. Normally, we would do this along with the Art Crawl on the first Thursday of every month. But this one we're doing with Mardi Gras Parade. But it's simply to promote local music and to, again, something family-friendly to do in downtown Monroe.
So this is sort of in conjunction this time with the Courajanas Mardi Gras Parade. I need to point out to people that the parade route has changed.
It
is not going to go down Desired Street because they basically couldn't make that left-hand turn with those big trucks and we're having some problems.
Right. This year, it's going to start at Natchitoches and come down Trenton and over the Louisville Bridge like it normally will. Then it's going to turn right on Walnut Street, go up to Washington, take a left, then it's going to take another left and come up 3rd to Louisville. Then it's going to take a right and go all the way down Louisville and end at Oliver Road.
So instead of crossing at Desired and going across Monroe, it's going to make its little cross at Washington this time.
Right. And where we're going to be set up on the corner of 3rd and Pine, we are directly in the parade route. So it's the perfect place to come spend the entire day, eat, drink, listen to music, and catch the parade.
We'll get to the eating and the drinking in a minute. Jordan Shepherd's with us. Jordan's going to be handling up on the music along with a lot of other folks. Jordan, tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Well, I've got a new record coming out, so I kind of built a band around it, and we're going to be playing most of the new record along with some blues songs and stuff like that, a little rock and roll, and just trying to get the party going in the right direction for the Stooges brass band to get up there and, you know, take over and let it just go nuts.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this. You get kicked off at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. on the big downtown stage. There are multiple places music's going on. This party, though, goes even after the parade rolls through. It kind of continues on into the night. So tell me a little bit about the Stooges.
The Stooges are actually an award-winning brass band. They just won a Battle of the Bands, what, this past year, 2016? Mm-hmm. They're one of a kind, man. It's going to be something to see, and it's a legitimate New Orleans band, too, so that just adds to it. You know, it's Mardi Gras, you know. But there's also, we're going to have Dan Sumner earlier that day at Flying Tiger. You know,
it is a Mardi Gras band.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Mardi Gras band. And it's going to be a big block party. There's going to be music going everywhere. We're going to have the holodecks going on after the Stooges. So just any kind of music you want to hear, you'll hear it.
Delia Simpson is with us from the Downtown River Jam. And let's talk a little bit about this. It is a free event, and there's some food and drink happening.
It is a free event. So as I mentioned, we will be out there doing beer samples. That part is free. Doe's will be out there selling New Orleans-style cuisine, so you can get your whole deal. You can have a little beer sample, have a good meal out there.
Sounds like
great music on the Skint and Dent stage, and a special thanks to our main sponsor, Amdocs, who we could not do this without.
Absolutely.
Melissa, the event starts The music and all gets kicked off at 6. You're going to 10, and then you're moving that into some of the local venues. What happens at 3 in the afternoon?
We're going to kick off at 3. We're going to have a DJ out there in the Live Oaks parking lot. DJ Worm will be out there. So we'll have music starting at 3 o'clock so people can get set up. You know, people like to get out there early, get a good spot for the parade, and we're actually going to be throwing out some Mardi Gras goodies ourselves from our multiple stages. So we'll have something going on all day long, and there's going to be games set up in the Live Oaks parking lot as well.
Okay, multiple stages. Tell me where your stages are all happening at.
We will have a stage at Live Oaks in the parking lot. We'll have our Downtown River Jam stage behind Neat in the gravel parking lot facing Pine Street, and we have a stage going on at the Flying Tiger as well with live music going on all stages.
Well, there you go. A lot of stuff going on. Melissa, I was looking ahead at the weather. The weatherman today, you don't know what he's going to think by Friday or Saturday, but today he's saying it could maybe rain.
You know, in Louisiana, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. Rain or shine, we're going to be out there. We'll move it inside if we have to. We'll have tents, but bring an umbrella. Bring you a nice festive purple, green, and gold umbrella. Hey, it's Mardi Gras.
Good attitude.
So
yes.
if it gets a little too wet out there, you will move the thing inside, though.
We will move it inside, yes.
And we will have some tents out there, too, so if you just need to duck out of the rain for a second, there will be a space to do that.
The Downtown River Jam Mardi Gras Block Party is going on this Saturday. And once again, Melissa, tell everybody what time you guys get kicked off and where and when and how to find out more on the internet.
On the corner of 3rd and Pine, we're going to kick off about 3 o'clock. And for more information, you can go to the Downtown River Jam page on Facebook.
All right, that is Downtown River Jam. If you can't remember any of that stuff, you can find it on our website at kedm.org. This has been Lan Yap. I'm Corey Crow. This is